Good morning, it's the Oakland Church of Christ radio program, and we continue today with another story from the Olympics. John Stephen Ekwori was a marathon runner who represented his nation of Tanzania in the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City, Mexico. Ekwori never won a medal. In fact, he came nowhere near. But he came to represent something much more profound and enduring than most sportsmen will achieve in their illustrious careers. Ekwori was really never likely to win the marathon, but his chances were completely wrecked when he fell to the ground just shy of 12 miles when other runners were jockeying for position. And keep in mind, a marathon is 26.2 miles, so he has more than half the distance left to go. He smashed his shoulder against the pavement, he dislocated his knee, and yet he continued to run. Most observers seeing his injuries just assumed he'd pull out and go to the hospital. Instead, he received some medical attention. He returned to the track and continued his race, even though 18 of the 75 starters had to pull out. His resolve to complete the race was still intact. And so, more than an hour after the winner crossed the finish line, Ekwori crossed the finish line in dead last place. He was cheered home by only a few thousand spectators who had remained in the stadium until after dark. And by the time he reached the stadium, he was limping, and the bandages on his knee were just flapping in a breeze. Someone asked him why he carried on, and his response has gone down in sporting history. He says, "My country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race." In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, it says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." Acts 20, verse 24 says, "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me." Let me ask you this morning, have you even started the race, the Christian race? If not, you will never finish something you have not started. If you have started the race, will you finish it? Tanzania didn't send John Stephen Ekwori to the 1968 Olympics to simply start a race. They sent him to finish the race. God sent you and I to finish the race. There will be setbacks along the way. Ekwori had a major setback. People were jockeying for position. They knocked some people around. They fell. Ekwori fell with them. He was injured. Yet, he kept on keeping on. In our life's race, there's going to be times we're knocked down. There's going to be times we suffer injury. But what will we do? Will we get back up, even if most everyone else drops out? Will we get back up if only a few remain to cheer us on? You see, what matters is that we finish the race. Many people can start it, but only few will finish it. Matthew 7, verse 14, "Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life." He's talking about eternal life. "And few there be that find it." There's going to be only a few that find it. Will you be one of the few? Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, "The one who stands firm to the end will be saved." It doesn't say whoever starts the race will be saved. It says he who stands firm to the end will be saved. I encourage you this morning not to let the setbacks and difficulties and pain of life to keep you from finishing the race. A race that will have rewards beyond the imagination and comprehension of the human mind. We're out of time this morning, but I hope you'll come and join us sometime at the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just west of Athens. Our services begin Sunday mornings at 9:30, 10:20, and 5 p.m., and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. Also, check out our website at churchofchristatoakland.com. Thanks, and I hope you have a great day.